Now, these life's appearances are just like an illusion and like a dream. And because they are just like illusion and like a dream, they changed instantly, from instant to instant, they are changing.
Tene chen de lan jorba mandaba na soba yagare, jorba tenya malam tabo juma tabare, denpa trupa mare, denpa trupa jorba yo mare, dendrop jen jorba yo mare, tekuchin bilo.
All these different kinds of changes in this life, they're all just like dreams and just like illusions. And there's no change in this life which does truly exist. We used to take this life as being permanent. And in order to reverse this thought, which thinks this life is permanent, we meditate on impermanence. What happens is we take this impermanence to be true. Therefore, we have to meditate on emptiness. What then happens is we take this emptiness to be truly existent. For that, we meditate on yidams and the mandala. And in order to reverse, to take the yidams and the mandala to be truly existent, we are practicing the dissolution phase, in where we dissolve the yidams and the mandala into emptiness.
Kochigamare, Pingamare. Mlamje deji lonju Koto nyende la sope, Nimu la pinto gamare. De record records over here. Kandes over the sum yapu samu.
All this life's happiness, our possessions of this life, our friends. Or the people who are around us, our friends and relatives, they are of no use in our dreams. And also the other way around. The happiness, the possessions, the friends, relatives, and people around us of our dreams are of no use in our daytime. About that we have to think carefully. When we recognize that we are dreaming, though, then all the appearances of the dream can be used as an object of focus for our samadhi. And the same happens in daytime, when we recognize that the daytime appearances don't truly exist, we can take the daytime appearances as an object of focus for our samadhi. Now we will recite the 37 practices of a bodhisattva. Those who know Tibetan, please recite it in Tibetan. Those who know English, who don't know Tibetan, please recite it in English.
Namo Lokeshwaraya.
Gangi jukun rong meze jang rove don la jikdo chunze laman chudan. Zum zum ju don ju jung u don jung gur jung ju jung do. Chome bad na la mon don be sab jo do tu mo me bolo so so jung so zum ju ju. Suro dum ju don ro wo me bar ju su zung bo su. Bad na do jung jo ar gun jung do la mon gur mon ba jung gur gun jung jo na si si ba ju ju do ma ju.
Like before, Rinpoche asked us to develop the attitude of the Mahayana.
Dante name Matapati Kasangoma Yalongam Kusan Lami Yalongam Matapa Hivare. The name the Tabin Jikis at the Hina Yapuyere. The Sundenda was on Yapuyosa. The Matap Tadin and Matapati.
Before Rinpoche was explaining about impermanence from the book Kunzang Lama Shalom by Patro Rinpoche, and now he's going to explain about impermanence from the book The Jewel Ornament of Liberation by Gampopa. And Rinpoche says it is quite good if we unite these two explanations.
Naban duze mata parikhe pala tam de dawa dikhe pala ona Dakyala Dakyala Ngarang Chola Jo Sanje Ji Nyingbo Yang Yo Sanje Ji Komban Tope Jo Sanje Ji Nyingbo Am Devar Hipi Nyingbo Yang Ngarang Chola Yo Bare Korwa Toma Meba Ni Jupe ちょっと時間せ。てらかれど。こわとまめばね10分どんどてんじ。ギュペチェラ。てんむるてんにじゃ。あ。ギュペチェラ。どんどるじれじ。てらかれど。どんどて。てせってどんどてんどわ。こわとまめばね10分どん。ギュペチェラ。
Gipser, do dot and Sir Kavan.
Jupe se tim lirin tim lirin jinya ni jang don dor si jide ya yana de se jin ge bi chi ni tang yang the won la kho ba tho ma me ba ni je ba jupe se no tim lirin jinya ni jang jin ge bi chi ni tang yang te wa la te te si pa la te si ge de te nga da par san je ma to pa chung chi ki so wa yi xie na te ne da cha la so pa nam na te na nga rang chung ko bi sim ji na ma san je mu to pe ke ye ye wang do jor pe ni chung yin no ke ke ye san je mu to pe Sanje topper se pala kei yere, kei ye wang de jurbe, nipa tan, jung yino, jung reesum, ya, tipa de jurta.
There's someone there who doesn't need his English translation of the book. Brauchst du dein Buch? Noch nett zugemacht. 41. So in the book, The Jewel Ornament of Liberation, it is the fifth chapter which teaches that all composite is impermanent. Rinpoche said the fifth. And the root line is the means is the instruction of the teacher. This is what is going to be explained here. It says, since we have the Buddha nature as our driving force, as our working basis, the precious human body which we have obtained from beginningless time in the course of generations, and as a contributory cause of our development, the spiritual friends we have met how is it that we have not already obtained Buddhahood? So Rinpoche says, all of us, we have the Buddha nature. It is the essence to become a Buddha, or the cause, or the root that we can reach the Buddha state. All sentient beings have this Buddha nature. And since we were going through so many lifetimes in beginningless samsara, and we possess this Buddha nature, then there is the possibility of to get this state of a human being, which is the cause, which is the basis, excuse me, the second point of the book. And also, since we are going through this many lifetimes, through samsara, we also have the possibility of to meet with a spiritual friend, which is the third topic of the book, the condition. So now the question is, how come that we didn't reach the state of enlightenment yet?
ta song Sipa deva la chapa, sipa kamsong korva deji li hinjin chapa, te king nibar. Hibe deva la chapa, rani chikpo, tini hibde toparan deva la chapa, te king sombar. Sanje drupe tap mihipao, sanje je kompang drupzi je tapa mnyamni mihipa te king yipar. King yipo te kangasena, king yipo te kangasigrisena, Gave Hini the Dama Tune, then Yamsalam is a law. Gebe kini je dama te chesam she na domne te ne mata bedom se giski. Ya. Ile lao yesa.
So how is it that we didn't obtain Buddhahood yet? The fault lies in people like ourselves having come under the power of four obstacles by which the attainment of Buddhahood is prevented. People like ourselves are those sentient beings who still wander. Attachment to sensuous experience during this life. There Rinpoche says it is the attachment to objects of experience to this life, attachment to this life itself, attachment or clinging to this life. That's the first fault. The second hindrance is attachment to sensual pleasures in this world. So it is attachment to happiness of cyclic existence. The third fault is attachment to self-complacency. That means attachment to the happiness of peace or nirvana. This is that when we strive for our own peace alone. And the third one is ignorance about the means of realizing Buddhahood. That means if we don't know the means or methods of how to attain the state of Buddhahood. By what can we overcome these four obstacles? He who listens to the instructions of spiritual friends and takes them to heart, he can overcome these obstacles. So the first instruction which makes us overcome the first obstacle, namely the attachment to the objects of or the sensual objects of this life, this is the instruction upon impermanence. This is where we'll go on.
Ta geji nyembo nyembi damma ne meta gomdang korwa yi nyime lende cheba ta samda nyinje gomba ta sanjo sinji chuna te ta namba ye ne te damma tam che do chi sa ba song te sende chu la cha pe nyembo meta pa gomba damma sib deva mu korwa deji le chin chin cha pe nyembo korwa yi nyime Korvin Yimelan, Korvin Dongatan, Tijo, Korvin Yimel, Lende, and Jeba Gombadama. Rani Tipu Hivatan, Tapa Topan Doba, Ti Hivala Chakpari, Hivet Deva La Chakpu Nimbor Samba, the Ninji Gombadama. Sanje Drupetam Mahipa Mumba Ti Nimbor. Sanjo Semji Chun Namde, Tikpa Chembo Sanjo, George Semji Chun Namde. Tetar number yene, Tetar Damna number yam, Gomen number yene, Te Damna Tamje do Sanje Drope, Sanje Jacombang Dropa la cake number ye, but T Yembo Damna number yebo, Damna Tamje. Do tikons de gré son mari. Hibate Matapa gomba dama tang, Corvin yme lende, the jeba gomba dama tang, Samba the ninja gomba dama tang, Sanjo Jodo, Sem jeba dama nam yino. Oh, yeah, yino,
so the next verse teaches the instructions of the Lama, which are the remedies against all four of these hindrances. I just said only the first one. So the four instructions of the Lamas are the remedies against all four of these hindrances. The Domtsik says, or the key points say, there are four topics of instruction: concentrated attention to transitoriness and to the vicious state of samsara as a result of our own actions, the development of benevolence and compassion, and those factors which set up an enlightened attitude. So here we have the remedies against all four of these hindrances. The remedy for the hindrance, which is attachment to the objects of experience in this life, is the meditation upon impermanence. That's the first instruction, remedy for the first hindrance. The second instruction is the remedy against the second hindrance. The second hindrance was attachment to the bliss or happiness in cyclic existence or samsara. For that, the instruction of the weariness or negativities of samsara is taught, together with the cause for that, which is karma, cause and result. The third instruction is the instruction of loving kindness and compassion, which is a remedy for the third hindrance, which was the attachment to the bliss of one-sided peace. That means bliss and happiness just for my own sake. For that, we need the Mahayana instructions of how to develop loving kindness and compassion. And the fourth hindrance was not to know the means of how to attain Buddhahood. Herefore, we also need the Mahayana instructions of how to develop the enlightened attitude. That's the fourth instruction of the teacher. So, thus, in this way, through these four topics, the instructions of the Lama are summarized. These four topics, which are meditation on impermanence, meditation on the shortcomings of samsara, including karma and result, meditation on loving kindness and compassion, meditation on how to develop the enlightened attitude, which serve as the four remedies against the four hindrances.
Tamasong.
Yeah. In other words, Tamasong Pacha.
Tela Mataba Gombe ne. Dubze Tamche Mataba Gombe Gomba Latina Kare Ke Kare Segresena. Tela Mataba Gombe ne. Dubze Mataba Gombe ne. Tsendei chuyola chakpo nyingbor chobayin. Tsendei la hinjin chakpo nyingbor chobayin. Korwe nime lende dang jeba gombe ne. Tela dhetan duke. Korwe. Chujam te kade do.
Korwe nime dhetan du.
Tela dhetan ma do. Dhetan te che songwa. Korwe nime Korwa nime yang korwa donga dang lende dang jeba gombe. Korwa donga dang lende gombe ne gomba ne sipa deva la chakpa nyembo joba yin. Sipa deva la chakpa dang korwa deji li hinji chakpa tuyanda jekpa yin. Samba de nyingye gombe ne Samba the Ninja Gombe ne Gomba ne Heva Deva Lachak Bunyamborjabaino te kazan khie sin bare san chung jo do sem je pe chue nam ne sem je ji chue nam ta te pa chen pe chue tam je sem je ji kong zo do ge re ja chen bo san chung jo do sem je pe chue nam ne san je ji kong ban do pe tham mi hi pe mon be nyen bo chue pa yin de ti jum sen kar re sa na cham du kuncho som la chap zon rova ne zong te kanzak dame pa to chuj dame pa te dami namba ni je tong gomba minche tam yang na lam nga te la da sa no do ya te kande do
la yare
la re do chenang de no me
lam nga sa chu
de la lam nga sanga tanga re do yang na lam nga sap chu min che sim ji ji chu so wa yin tek pa tem lam nga de cho la jo la thon la gom la mlob lam te lam nga ta sap chu te sa tang bo rab do ga ba ne chu pa par je lam nga tek pa tem lo la lam nga sap chu yere min che sim ji ji chu so wa sim ji ji kong su do yere yin te sim ji ji kong su do be jun sen kar re sa na Tenya chukha jene, chukha jene simji jitinire. Jamro la sopa simji jitinire. Chukha jene, chunga jene simji jimikpa yore, simji jimiyore. Chukha jene, chunga jene simji jichoga, chunga jene simji jichoga. Chunga jene simji jilabzare. Parut simba trok simji jilabzu konsunduwe. ชุกขะเจกะมุชุงกะเจนะเซมจิจิเปยงทิจินเซมจิจิเปยงเรชุกขะเจนชุงกะเจนะเซมจิจินเรเวเรอสังเจจิยืนติลาโสปะนัมเซมจิจินเรเวเรทิกปะเจมปุเจมปุชุนะเซมจิละมันติปะเมโดทิจินจิชุตัมเจดนะเตเซมจิจิคงซุนโดเวเร เดนะดัมมะเตดาทัมเจเกวิคินีเลนจงเกวิคินีละราเลปะยินโนราเลปะเตราเลปะตุกุปะเตงกุปะเจกะเรปะปะดงบกุปะโดเลจังเกวิคินีเนเกวิชุตัมเจจินจงเนโสหีตัมทัมเจนเจนปะเนทัมเจนเจนปะเตสังเจเรทัมเจนเจนปะโจปะสังเจจิกงบะเน Gevi kini je damma la ra le, ra le bare, tugu bare, tingu bare, hisong bare, hisong su, ya.
It repeats once more in the text which instruction remedies which hindrance. It says, meditating upon impermanence, that means meditating upon impermanence of the composite, that will remedy the attachment towards the objects of experience of this life, or it will remedy the attachment towards this life itself. Meditating upon the shortcomings of samsara, including karma and result, will remedy the attachment to happiness of cyclic existence. Rinpoche says if we speak of happiness of cyclic existence, that's the same as being the happiness of samsara. Meditating on loving kindness and compassion will remedy the attachment to the happiness of one-sided peace. Rinpoche said this is what he taught yesterday, loving-kindness and compassion. The teachings about how to develop the enlightened attitude will remedy that we don't know the means of how to attain Buddhahood. And why does it remedy the means that we don't know to be how to attain Buddhahood? This I have to read if I find it. Says, these are the experiences which start with taking refuge in the three jewels and lead up to concentrated attention to the meaning of the two types of non-individuality. So the teachings, these are the teachings starting with taking refuge and the meditation upon the absence of a self, the two types of absence of a self, which is the absence of a self within individuum and the absence of the self within phenomena. Also, there are the teachings which teach how to develop the enlightened attitude. That is, it will teach the Mahayana five paths and also the Mahayana 10 bodhisattva levels. The Mahayana five paths are the path of accumulation, the path of junction, the path of seeing, the path of meditation, and the path of no more meditation. And then we can describe the path also in 10 bodhisattva levels, the first one of which is called the level of complete joy, and then there are 9 others up to the Buddha level. Then these teachings include the base for to develop the enlightened attitude. Rinpoche says, there is no Mahayana teaching which is not included within the development of the enlightened attitude. So some of the Mahayana teachings include the basis or teach the basis of how to develop the enlightened attitude. Some teachings teach the focus of how to develop the enlightened attitude. Some teachings develop, or some teachings teach he says, other methods of how to develop the enlightened attitude. Some teachings teach the training, how you have to train the enlightened attitude. Rinpoche says, this is, for example, the 6 paramitas. Some teachings teach the benefit of the enlightened attitude. Some teachings teach the fruition of the enlightened attitude, or the fruition of having developed the enlightened attitude. These are the teachings which teach the Buddha qualities, for example. So there's not a single teaching within the Mahayana that is not comprised under the topic of the development of the enlightened attitude. Therefore, all the teachings which are taught in the Mahayana, all of that instructions come from a spiritual friend. And they depend on a spiritual friend. Rinpoche says they depend on how you, or they are based on a spiritual friend, how you can rely on this spiritual friend. There is a quotation from the Gandhava Yuha Sutra. It says, "Spirit, your friends are the birthplace of all good." And in the same sutra it says, "Omniscience depends upon instructions by them." Omniscience here means the state of Buddhahood. It depends upon the instructions of the spiritual friend. That's awesome.
Tela tangbo tsende yi jyo la chakpa nyembo. Tsende yi jyo la chakpa, tsende la chakpa nyembo. Duze matapa gomba khebar sate. Deyan, jirin duze tamche matapa yinu. Jujin jindo sepa tamche matapa njing dobi chujin. Sanje ji shani chang. Gelong ta, gelong nam. Duze tamche na matapao hi songso. Deyan, chetar matana. Matapa tsor chetar yinu. Sākpat thāmānān zē, matāpat sōr tē, sā sī chitē jūvzē lōngjū rē. Jūvzē lōngjū chē sā nā, sākpat thāmānān zē rō rē, mīn rō rē, lā yīn rō rē. Lāmat thāmānān jē, lāng sī chitē kāngpā cikpā jākpā rō lē sī kē. Lāvām, cikpā thāmānān jē rō vē chū chē, yūmān jērvā, jērvā tāng hīng rō vā. Trēpat thāmānān rā rā. Trepam, trepa sijit ma mangpo chon trepa, dupa, dzomba. Trepa, dupa, dzomba thama nin drar, yuma thama din drar roya re. Dupa thama kar re, drava re. Suenpa thama nin chepa yinu. Suenpa teyin thad kar re, chepa re. Chepa lan thad kar re yinu. Teta yang che to jui pa chom ne san ji zong. Sa pa kun jin tan zhe jin, lama taman jirvaran jol, tre pan tanan drava te, suen pan tanan jirvaran jol hi zong so. Ya.
The first point then is the remedy for the attachment of the objects of experience in this life, which is the instruction of how to meditate on impermanence, how to meditate on that all composite is impermanent. Generally speaking, it consists in the empirical fact that everything composite is transitory. Rinpoche says all composite, that means whatever is composite by causes and conditions, all of that is impermanent. The Buddha himself said, bhikshus, or monks, everything composite is impermanent. However, you may ask, how is it that things are impermanent, or what is the way of how this impermanence appears? It says, the end of all possession is that they are gone. The end of everything which was built, like for example, walls of houses and things, is that they will be destroyed. The end of any meeting, meaning the end of any gathering of many people, will be that they separate. The end of anything that lives is that it will die in the end. There is one quotation from the Udana Varga, which says, the end of every hoarding is spending, of every rising, falling, of every meeting, parting, and of all living, dying. This we have to recite seven times together, so please write it down. You also need something to work. So it says, the end of every hoarding is spending. The end of every hoarding is spending. Hoarding, to hoard up, pile up. H-O-A-R-D-I-N-G. The end of every hoarding is spending. Second, of every rising, falling. Of every meeting, parting. And of all living, dying. I read once more. The end of every hoarding is spending, of every rising, falling, of every meeting, parting, and of all living, dying.
So
the end of every hoarding is bending, of every rising, falling, of every meeting, parting, and of all living, dying. The end of every hoarding is bending, of every rising, falling, of every meeting, parting, and of every living, dying. The end of every hoarding is spending, of every rising, falling, of every meeting, parting, and of all living, dying. The end of every hoarding is spending, of every rising, falling, of every meeting, parting, and of all living, dying. The end of every hoarding is spending, of every rising, falling, of every meeting, parting, and of all living, dying. The end of every hoarding is spending, of every rising, falling, of every meeting, parting, and of all living, dying. The end of every hoarding is spending, of every rising, falling, of every meeting, parting, and of all living, dying.
Tene peke jangin tsu di tsikye de tsikyo zone de lolo zone ya pado sanji ji zone.
Those who study Tibetan, they should translate it word by word and then learn it by heart. It's important. It's the speech of the Buddha himself.
Tene sakpa thama ten zepa yinpan zhe doya yinpa ti se na longju sakpa so sui nam je longju la ti na sui nam je cho sakpa re. Lāvāṁ thāmāṁ yirvā yīmbasena tēne dōrji tēpē lōla nē kāṁ tēsō kāṁba tēsō yariye kāṁ tō gōm tēne hēnchā yāngu vare tēpē thāmā tēn rāvī chūchī yīmbasena tēne chēdō sūn tūmbō sūyāvā tāṁ nāntāṁ tēsō yāng yōpō trāntō vare tēne tā chūnyāmbō sū tūmbō sū kō vare sūyāvāṁ thāmāṁ chāvā yīmbasena Kiva cups of pain, but damn that is in your means of it. The dirty and a little. The dirty lamb, Dave.
Since it says here, all possessions or everything that is accumulated will in the end be lost, it is our task to accumulate merit, something which is not lost. And since it says everything that is built up will in the end be destroyed, we should visualize everything that is built up like houses, to be like a palace of a deity, that will reverse our attachment to taking things which are built up to be true. And all meetings in the end will part. Since it is like that, we shall try to make a harmonious conduct to all our Dharma friends and friends. And since everything that lives will die in the end, we should take to heart the instructions of how to meditate upon death.
Tiyang chetar gomna domne matap chetar gomna matap domse yeva tangne gomthap tang gomba yene pinyunde namba sumbo teda ke matap gomba yonsu do hisava songde.
The first topic is how to meditate on impermanence. It is summarized in some key points, the domtsiks. They say, three headings indicate the development of concentrated attention. These are classification, method, and profitableness, benefits. Maybe I say it how it says here. It says classification and the method how to meditate and the benefits of meditation. These three points summarize the instruction of impermanence.
Then taporambuche matapa kechorte, sungchorte, matapa yeva, matapa gomthap, matapa gompa pinyunte, somdo dute sungpare. Thangbo.
So here Gampopa summarizes the topic of how to meditate on impermanence under three points. The first is the classification of impermanence. The second is the method how to meditate upon impermanence. And the third is the benefits of impermanence.
Tela yeva nini te yeva la matapa yeva tela se no je jikti matapa tang nang kyu je simki matapa naba nire se no je jikti pate matapa kande yunga do tanda jikti je kham te sarpo Hakoto do telepijin late do kande se no jinjitin de sutamche rekha he member tanda king do ru mama mama king do ye nangju ji simji mata pa kande do tin sang sa bo ye tan ja pe ne to je chi le tin sa yom jan ma to ta ka se che do te na yin da ne ma re le ka se che gan do sam no tang na ne mata pa sar bo ye bro ta tin sa
the classic. There are two divisions or classifications of impermanence. The first is the impermanence of the outer vessel, the world, and the second is the impermanence of the inner content, the sentient beings. Rinpoche says both of those we can both of those types of impermanence we can clearly see nowadays in television. We know how the outer vessel, the world, is made up. We know how it was in previous times. We know the stories of about how the world was destroyed through volcanoes and how it changed. And also we know what is happening to the inner content, the sentient beings. We know through television what happens when there is a big earthquake, as the one of last week where there were so many thousands of people dying.
Se no jinjik te mata pa tele ye ni re ta rakpa da thaba ni re rakpa mata pa te sayom jami king do ba ta mere te so me ba te king do ba te so ngus to ya ye ba te so re thaba mata pa te kichi kichi ki king do re na chu ngus so so ji gun thong ma tho pa thaba ye ba re mata pa thaba mata pa nang ju ji sim ji mata pa la yang ni re ye mata pa ta ye mata pa te na chu Sarpun tong 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 tong, yin mata pata, rang mata pa nyere. Yin mata pa nezo kadeje do, rang mata pa nezo kadeje do samkabare.
The impermanence of the outer vessel, the world, is again divided into two. The first is the coarse type of impermanence, and the second is a more subtle type of impermanence. The coarse type of impermanence of this world can be directly seen by us. For example, if there is an earthquake or if there is a great fire destroying this world, we can see that. Whereas the more subtle type of impermanence we cannot directly see. It is an impermanence which happens from moment to moment. The impermanence of the inner content, the beings, is also again divided into two. There we have the impermanence of other beings. This again is something we can clearly see. We can see how other people are impermanent. And then the second division is the impermanence of ourselves.
Rakpa matapa ne maga long long chingkor ne long me chui chingkor ti kye cho yore nangbalo long chingkor ne yaga samdhin yi ne minche bondada takpa rang yin santhik kin yunmi mayin te takpa ta santhik kin ten rao maare yunmi yurwa mepa ten rao mayin te Ringa ne, sam sam, ringa sam sam ne, samdin tangbo minche mekinje. Ringa ne, sam sam, samdin nipa minche choyinje. Ringa sam sam, kap kap su samdin sumba minche longinje payinu. Tela me hikputu su, meke hikputu su kande yungari, me hikputu su, tarwa tsangyang, malu panje kwaran jorte. Pena mar tsikpa yinu, mar me tsikpa rabu chandu. Chui hikpa, chui jikpa tuisu nyingma tsangyang malate lensa chola tapa yinu. Tsa dukya yinu nyingma lagare, tsa yaku yinu nyingma mevare. Lensa chola tapa yinu. Longu hikpa tuisu lama tsangyang malute pena tava longu cherwa yinu. Tetaryang chu ngomba zole, me yi denu chui jik tetar Chö dön tannani, meyi dönu tennani, yogdo longin jekwa inki songso. Take some. Yogdo longin jekwa inki songso.
Gatsa tsikang pasung matok mindu.
Ah, kare.
Meyi dönam chu yichik, deta chu dön talnekyang.
Meyi dönu tennani, Jog to long in the way.
That's a chick glass on.
Chick glass on.
Oh, yeah. And now, the second point of these key points, which is the method of how to meditate upon impermanence. First, how to meditate upon impermanence about. The coarse impermanence of the outer vessel. It says, from the lower cosmic circle of wind up to, but excluding the fourth state of meditative concentration, there exists nothing of a permanent nature, nor anything solid or unchanging. Sometimes what is below the first stage of meditative concentration is destroyed by cosmic fire. What is below the second stage of cosmic water, what is below the second stage by cosmic water, and what is below the third stage is destroyed by cosmic wind. After the destruction by fire, there is no ash, just as oil is completely consumed by fire. Here actually it says, when something is destroyed by fire, there is no ash, or the destruction by fire will be so complete that there is not even ash left over. Like the butter lamp, if you have a butter lamp, when the butter lamp burns down, there is no residue, no rest. After the destruction by water, there is no sediment, just as salt is dissolved in water. Rinpoche says, if you have good salt and dissolve it into water, there is no sediment or no impurity left. But sometimes it happens you have bad salt. So if you try to dissolve bad salt in water, then there is impurity left. After the destruction by wind, not even a particle is left. Just as dust is carried away by the wind. There follows a quotation from the Abhidhamma Kosha, which says, destruction by fire takes place 7 times, by water once. When the latter has occurred 7 times, the rest is destroyed by wind.
Something yep nene major long magic the major long som the magicore. Something yep a minche major long som the jig dover. Something yep nene major long som the jigamarism magic the. And the candles jiggered, nanga same jing him pubata. Something yep a nanga same jing him pubata. Rang jigpa in or rang jing jig door. Theta yam mata te yarmika same jing jete in jung jigse. Nanga Simjin de Tim to print over cups at any Yari countess or young Rangin Jig to Grisigno. His own song.
Shall you come young Jig to the
Rangin Jig to the Nanga Simjin de Tim Pond over cups at any Yari Kanga Rangin Jig to Gramato, Major Long Jig Madison.
The fourth stage of meditative concentration is destroyed neither by fire, water, nor wind, but by death and by the transmigration of beings therein. This fourth state of the meditative concentration is not destroyed by fire, water, or wind, as was described for the first to the third. They can be destroyed by fire, water, or wind. And also the beings which dwell on this fourth state of meditative concentrations, they are not destroyed. They dissolve themselves. They die and then they are naturally gone, destroyed. So they are as well the fourth state of meditative concentration, their houses and abodes, their, or so to speak, their palaces. They naturally dissolve as well as the beings on this fourth state of meditative concentration. And this is stated by a quotation which says, the palaces of impermanence arise and disappear together with the beings therein.
This sort of pen, Malam do Kangba Zangu Yi, don't want your Malam Tangna. Ye say for Kabso, then Kangba Tayang, never chant over the theatre chipping.
The way how that happens is when we, for example, dream of a very good house, and when we just awake from the dream, this house is gone. So, in the same way, it happens with the dissolution of the palaces and the beings therein.
Chitang say, Sir Yorjanawa, the same time, but I hear it. nimi kangbate mlanje kapso mankeba mdo mlanje kangbate nimu yomare jorwa zoba yore ten rawo tamche semjani betan rawo yore.
That, for example, is a sign that all outer appearances are just mind only. Because the houses which we have in daytime, they are not there in dreams. And the houses we have in dreams, they are not there in daytime. So these are signs that all our appearances are just mind only.
Parjinji kyupen dole karpa tinglo ne nenji tinde namkar yin namkar jorwaung sumbo ta chen ji chen nambar sikhi songso parjinji kyupen dole sum karpa tinglo ne nenji tinje kham de namkar yin namkha namkar yin namkha tongbal jondo gre sumbo ta che Reja por a rub sumbo tach and jing dogre, jake in jigsor cutter, number and set make and set king dogre. May king dog a tie at a tanda, then how are you last over to son a rainy man by king dog and the war? May king dog a tanda with a tanda tungu. By the way, she runs over the video and tears on the loan. Mean by the king dog the war. Mama, king dog.
Further, the destruction of the universe by fire is foretold in the Viradatta Grahapati Paripracha Sutra. In Tibetan, it's the Paljingi Shupedo. There it says, when one aeon has passed, this universe, which is of the nature of space, will become space. Even the mountains will be destroyed and burned completely. So after one aeon, this world will be destroyed. It will become empty space. It will become the nature of space, which is empty. And even the big mountains therein will be destroyed also by fire. Rinpoche says one can see how the world can be destroyed by fire already now. In Hawaii, for example, there are the volcanoes which changed the whole world or the whole environment there. One can see that in movies and videos, how that happened in the past time. And this is continuing, so we can...
So you're young, the pata la te ma soka kangba jya mongpo soka do. Mama me mbaware, trochu te mbaare, young kangba jya gare, me mbaare rewa soka yore. Mama tene pa soka me mbaare maare se lagore se. Tanda chik sena mbaare kiti sa tungba ni do na wo ni ke jya gando se gado. Chik sena young trochu te mbaare se gado. In the young mama torture to me, Barbara, Tanda young muscle, Kamba Jaguere. The young tag mean Barbara Rivers of Marve.
On Hawaii, you can clearly see the constitution of volcanoes. Rinpoche said he went there, he looked at a volcano, everything around was black stone, and still, outside, it is an island. You can see the ocean outside, but the island is of black volcano stone or lava stone. And in previous times, everybody knows that this volcano was spying lava and fire. But the scientists nowadays say it's not likely that this volcano will again spy out fire and lava. So people live in the hope that it won't do that again, and they formed paths and roads, and they live, built houses, and live there in peace at this volcano. And Rinpoche says, so they live in the hope that this volcano won't be active again. But on the other hand, although the scientists said that it is not likely to be active again, there is a machine which will give a sound as soon as some activity is noticed, so everybody will be warned. So until that, people live in the hope that it won't be active.
Tene te so la hotel yang yere matapa jing doga tele matsute matagano.
There is also a hotel at this place, so every tourist coming there can watch the signs for impermanence.
Nyeba thaba matapa kar ta se no jing jing tin la thaba matapa ne tuyin jure matapa yar goin ton ji te tuyin de tuyin matapa ta yang nyema da dawa khanob de matapa ta yada khagre nom do gre matapa ta kechek me matapa ta somre dela tangbo ne namda ji som to ji no jing jing tin de sa ye yang bolbo de shalom le son do khado chang marpo se che nga ngo yang kha bu de me to kha se de de yang ma tan jo we du che o mo nam da yar son wa to je sa ye yang lwen ba khado chang ngo bo sa che nga ngo yang lon dab je de yang ma tan jo we du che o mo nam da to son wa to ji ne pe sa ye yang thak bo khado jang serpo za xie ngang wo yang de bo mi de de yang ma ta jo we tu ke wu nam da goi song wo to je sa xie yang chak pa khado jang ja lam za xie ngang wo yang gam xin cha de yang ma ta jo we tu ke wu ne da xian no je ma da pa ne ni mo song wo to ji wang ge no jin ji tin de yang kar xin sa la ce mo song wo to je na lan the de Deyang matan jorwe dao. Kechik me matapa ne, kechik ngam tu jin jikin, te kechik sima tu na mene so. Ne patar naman ni, drawa yin jongwa te, pe nam bapchu jyongi. Bapchu te kechik sa mane na yang, ne te pan drawa. Lo ngam chote tanda yang yoba. Kasang chote tereng yoba. Lo ngam chote tanda yang yoba. Chubo chenpo su tu ta tu yoba drawa re te, Drava yinjong re. Drava yinjong wa yinde. Pe nam bap chu jen yin no. Ya wadu.
The second point was the more subtle impermanence. This subtle impermanence is divided into three topics. The impermanence of the four seasons, spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Then the impermanence of the rising and setting of sun and moon. And then the impermanence of instants. First, the impermanence of the four seasons. The transitoriness due to the change of the four seasons means that by the power of spring, in this vessel-like world, the soil becomes soft and reddish, while grass, trees, and vegetables sprout. Rinpoche says that's the same explanation now as the other day when we were reading the text of Padre Rinpoche. But this is only transitory and comes about by the change of season. In the summer, the soil becomes humid and green, while grass, trees, and vegetables spread their stems and leaves. In autumn, it becomes hard and yellow, while grass, trees, and vegetables ripen into their fruits. Finally, in the winter, it becomes frozen and whitish, while grass, trees, and vegetables dry up and become brittle. But in each case, this is only transitory and becomes about and comes about by the change of season. transitoriness seen in the rising and setting of the sun and moon means that by the power of the rising day, the vessel-like world is illuminated by light and brightness, but with the coming of night, it is dissolved in darkness. This is also transitory and a symbol of change. Transitoriness witnessed in fleeting moments means that this vessel-like world, which existed at an earlier moment, does not do so at a later one. That it seems to continue in the way is because something else similar arises, like the stream of a waterfall. Rinpoche says, any moment of this world is different. It just seems to be the same world, but the world is changing. So the world of the next moment is a different world. And this is like a waterfall or a great river. It seems that the river is the same, although one moment has passed. It seems that the river, which was there last year, is the same as which is there now. It seems the river, which was there yesterday, is the same as it is there now. But actually, it is a different river. It just seems to be the same one. And that's the same with this world. Any moment there's a new world, it just seems to be the same. We are supposed to sing the key points. To recite the key points. It says classification and method of meditation. The next line is the benefits of meditation. Third line, these three topics. Next line, completely summarize the meditation on impermanence.
These three topics complete. benefits of meditation. These three topics completely summarize the meditation on impermanence.
Tandi nga tsu cheta cheta jepa tsum jindo te yang dong dong. Sakahi.
Sabha gunji dhanji jindri dhavi dharma jiva jindri bedhane dharvat sui bedhane jiva jindri.
Yang chasun.
Now we will recite what we recited before from the sutra.
Kangi sena sanji di song sena tiempore te lo lo zong yang yin dung yang.
It is the speech of the Buddha. It is blessed by the Buddha. And if we recite the speech of the Buddha, which is blessed that much, it's very important. I didn't find it yet. Yes, the end. Yes. Oh, yes, there it is. Exactly, the end of every hoarding.
Yeah.
Three times. The end of every hoarding is spending, of every rising, falling, of every meeting, parting, and of all living, dying. The end of every hoarding is spending, of every rising, falling, of every meeting, parting, and of all living, dying. The end of every hoarding is spending, of every rising, falling, of every meeting, parting, and of all living, dying.
The Gomthap Nipa Gomthap Lese No Jinjikti Matapa Gompa Gomthap Dihye Chavare.
Now Rinpoche finished to explain the second point, or the first sub-point of the second point. The second point was the meditation on, or the method of meditation on impermanence. And the first sub-point of that was the meditation on the impermanence of the outer vessel. Tomorrow Rinpoche will explain the meditation on the impermanence of the inner content.
Then Gomchor te se no jinjik din la takpar che ben nam do dog pu che do mata pa gom gore tanda gom ta tem ba yin do mata pa gom te se no jinjik din la tan takpar che ben nam do do song na tene mata pa gom go go ma do mata pa ran yin chin che no jinjik din de ya yang ta pa tem ba ma do ba re to yin dan tong ba ni re kun zo do jo ma lam ta pa gom go go Tene Tendan Tongbani, the Kuns of Juma Malam Tabal and Hichino, Tene Tongban Langley, Tene Juma Tabin Nama, Juma Tabin Nodin Jitin, the Tongban Langley, Tene Jankorto Gongore Yedam Jinkor Yega, Yedan Dodje Pamun Colo, Dentro Dodje Papa Lasobe, Jankorto Gongore, Nodin Jitin, Jankorto Gongore. Jinko la xin jia chong ne yang jinko tong bu ngang de du ko ten da bu ren ba da ba ta de ma ta ba gong de ne yang sen jiu le
the way how to meditate is that we look at the outer vessel, the world, and originally, we thought that this outer vessel, the world, is permanent. To reverse this thought that takes the outer world to be permanent, we meditate on impermanence. But we should not take this impermanence to be truly existent. We should know that the appearance of this outer world is nothing truly existent. Just on an absolute level, it is emptiness, and just on a relative level, it appears as illusions and like a dream. If we gain a certainty in that these appearances are absolutely empty and relatively just like illusions or dreams, then we can meditate that they are illusions within the state of emptiness. Then we can meditate the world and also or the world and also the content, the sentient beings, to be like yidams in the mandala, like illusions within emptiness. Like yidams, for example, like Vajra, Yogini, Kolo, Chakrasambhara, and so on, that they appear within the mandala. Still, if we develop attachment to these yidams appearing in the mandala, then again we have to continue meditating and dissolve the whole visualization into emptiness. So in this way we should not only meditate on emptiness, that would kind of bore our mind.
Namto rimbe jorgore, takpa namto, takpar khenpa namto, matapa namto la jor, matapa namto, demi jumantapa namto la jor, tongpa nyeche namto la jor, tongpa namto, slata chengkorche namto la jor, slata chengkorche namto, chemi trepa ta trabu ngang to hit, chemi trepa ta trabu ngang ni, simchen chi tong sepe che to, yang yedam te la mandrava mangpo tron ni simchen, Jitin Chikana Lekaja, what ten dollars over? Rente Nam to Jubir. La the King got to do it, Tad Tele Yago Yamari, young Jumanta with La Gombati, Mangbala, Yindon drop a tempers over here. Yindon drop a Nam toes over it. Don't Nam to Rembe Jubir. Nam to Jubir Tabri.
In brief, this progression of meditation in Buddhism is a method which lets our thoughts or our concepts change. We have these meditations which involve a focus or a visualization. For example, these in the beginning we have a meditation which is to meditate upon impermanence. There we change our concept which took things to be permanent. Or with the meditation on impermanence, we change our concepts which cling to things as being truly existent. And once we have developed an understanding of that things or appearances are not truly existent, then we can meditate on emptiness. The emptiness of phenomena. When we got firm in this meditation, then we can meditate deities and their mandala, which are like illusions within emptiness. And we can dissolve them into a state free of all mental fabrications, which was never born. Within this state, again, for the benefit of all sentient beings, we let the yidam deity arise again. And from this yidam deity, several lights go out and go inside. This is for the benefit of beings. So in this way, the meditation of Buddhism serves to let our mind change, serves to let our concepts change.
Ti jumsen kare se nam do rinpe gyor na ma to nam do ka ma to pare. Nam do ka ya me pare ka ma to pare. Mala re pa kanyang song song go te li yore. Nam do te cha je gam chong ekong sa ni me pe nang ni ya na de ga ma re. Ji wo pa won dong to pa ja ke chera nam do che mo cho se nang dong ja chong na yang. Nam do mang na do pare song ma re. Nam do ka to go yo ma re.
So why should we change our concepts and thoughts? This is because we cannot stop thoughts or concepts. Also Milarepa stated that it is impossible to stop our thoughts and concepts in a song where he described that all our thoughts cannot be locked in an iron box, even though the iron box doesn't have a hole at all. We cannot lock them back into this iron box. Also, he described that 100 men, strong men, strong heroes with spears could not stop us from letting our thoughts arise. So this is why we only can change our thoughts, but we cannot stop them.
Tene namdo jorto de ta sarpo yori, jungchen sarpo yori, karese na gom madyan na rong yinje namdo jorgo yori, dra nyin don jor, nyin dra don jor, jorba la sope, namdo madaba, jorba madaba mangbo zogo yori, te gom na tene namdo jorto de ta yori, ta te sarpo yori. Dra nyin don jorba, nyin dra don jorba te so nga tole nyam nyin yapo dugo. Magomaya. Rangin ji jogo yore. Tela ten denga su damga gona ten ten jyoto guri. Ta namto juryate, namto payang koyang na jor gogudu. Payang koyang lungyang gangang da juryate, ta tato.
There are clear signs that it is possible to change thoughts or concepts. Even though one does not meditate, it happens naturally that one's concept of a friend changes into the concept of an enemy, or the other way around, even though one does not meditate. And that is a sign that we definitely will be able to change our concepts when we meditate, when we meditate according to the instructions. And ultimately, we should be able to change our concepts and thoughts into a state of openness, spaciousness, and relaxedness.
Then, Tingsan Namdo Jurya the Chicks and Naturam Yihabandel, Sandy and Trita Hadian Mambo, Namdo Jura Lele, Lavo Chagayusari Sambayo. Kainsan and Azun Jikin, the Mama and Hadian Jacham Botan in Rotoria Mabel Samuel, Tingsan the Ni Rocket at the Namdo Tesor, Rocket in Indona Sorta and Karmanda Botomodo, Jisamatomachan, or you said. Nepal ne khopa yin America ne semu cha de yore tene ni dan sem de ya yo mare nim chin le zamlin ran le nim chin me ba yang to le la bo yore nam do jo le la bo cha ga yisa re sam pa yi marve.
Nowadays in the 20th century we can see how concepts can change very quickly. That is part of that the scientists are working so well. Before, in previous times, we always thought this world is so big and we cannot go we cannot walk a long distance. But nowadays, now we have rockets which circumnavigate the world and which even go to the stars. And nowadays, this concept of the big world has changed now, which is much easier to develop a concept which thinks, oh, this world is so small. And also, before, we thought, oh, up or above is just above and below is just below. But nowadays, that we know that the world is round and that the world is in space, we cannot define any above and below. To define something which is above and which is below only depends on our concepts. So also these concepts nowadays changed. Also the concept of daytime and nighttime changed. While it is nighttime in India, it is daytime in America. And while it is daytime in America, it is nighttime in India. So there is no such a thing as one day or one night. It is just dependent on our concepts. In this way, we can see that the concepts change. Before we thought there is a long distance and a small distance, and it would be something completely opposite, something having a long distance and something having a small distance. But there is no opposite of having a long and a small distance. We can see that on the telephone and on the fax. It doesn't matter how long or how small the distance is. We directly can talk to the one on the other end. So the small distance and long distance just depends on our concepts. The whole globe or the whole world is just like an illusion and like a dream. There is no such thing as a long distance and a small distance. Nowadays we can see that clearly. But it was already taught by the Buddha himself. The Buddha himself says there is no difference between a long distance and a small distance. He said there is no difference between an aeon and a moment. Time is equality. So this concept or this teaching about equality was already taught in the Mahayana by the Buddha himself. And before we just knew about it, but nowadays we can directly see clearly how this works, that there is no difference between a long distance, a small distance, no difference between day and night. So nowadays it is much easier to understand or to realize the meaning of equality. Some people say it is not good if one that the scientists are there because they don't correspond with the Dharma, but they oppose the Dharma. But Rinpoche says, in his opinion, that's not true. It is good that we have the scientists because they directly show us in equality. It does not matter whether they talk in Dharma language or in Dharma terms, but they show us examples of equality, and it makes us much more easy to realize the meaning of equality.
Zejinuba Sanjimachapa Yore, Inayang Demba Topamare, Malan Jumata. tato nandong jumata vitasa tere, tako kudo nambalo.
The Buddha already was teaching about the power of substances. He was saying that substances have an immeasurable power. And nowadays, the scientists make use out of it. I was asking, what is this substances? What do you mean? Rinpoche says, nowadays, they create medicine, and medicine has a power or has an ability to change something. And medicine and also mantras and things like this. So nowadays, the scientists are using this ability or this this power of substances. But, and Rinpoche says that is good, but one should not think that it is truly existent. One should always view at this with the view that also substance is just like an illusion and just like a dream.
Tene san jase lani te inji ke ndongo to, nyema che la pe ke ndo, nyema che inji ke ndo ne ya pare san.
Tomorrow we will have to recite the 37 practices of a bodhisattva in English. Rinpoche says he thinks it is good to recite it one day in Tibetan, one day in English.
Te inji ke la jorja pata sa mambo ndo na, sinap chik te neba che rje ndo ka.
Then when we recite it also in English, then the blessing of each word will become more powerful.
Nen der nimo dele, zen dele, nime kongyang dele, nintan tafto dele, kanjo zong litashi.